A charitable trust focused on supporting nonprofits that serve Tulsans of color has announced its first slate of grants, a total of $1 million. The Commemoration Fund picked 20 organizations out of around 75 applicants for awards ranging from $5,000 to $160,000. They'll help pay for things like increased access to healthy food, out-of-school education programs, and even an original album performed entirely in Cherokee. Program Officer Clarence Boyd says the Commemoration Fund's mission is to address disparities rooted in white supremacy and systemic racism.
While we think that none of these programs are going to fix the issues overnight, I think what we've focused on were sustainable projects that were going to grow and develop over time and have exponential impact in the future.
More than 65% of the applications received came from organizations with executives of color, and the Commemoration Fund Advisory Board is made up entirely of people of color. Chair Glenda Love Williams says that helped the selection process because they know those community leaders.
And being able to put that on the table and say, look, these people have been doing this forever, like the Reed Community Foundation. Keith Reed has been working with these kids who nobody else wants to work with for 30 years, and he has never been given a real chance at doing it at a different level and having support.
The Reed Community Foundation received $100,000 for its renovation of Ben Hill Community Center, which will be its new home. The community center was slated for demolition until the foundation and the city of Tulsa announced a partnership in 2019 that would see the city fix up the outside of the building and the nonprofit overhaul the inside. Andy Coe is vice president of Reed Community Foundation.
We've self-performed virtually everything that's been done so far, and their thoughts to us was that we want you to really finish this well. And we're just thrilled to have that partnership.
The Reed Foundation offers after-school programs for kids and evening boxing for troubled youths. They hope to have the renovation done by September. The Commemoration Fund is expected to award at least $6 million in grants over 5 to 7 years. Zero Foundation trustees converted a family fund into the Commemoration Fund last June. The next application cycle will open in early 2022. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.